Hey, welcome to or welcome back to the Faithfully Confident Podcast. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're a regular listener, I'm delighted to have you here today. I'm Courtney Berry, your Christian confidence coach, and this is your go-to space where faith, confidence, marketing, and sales converge, providing you with the tools you need to flourish in your entrepreneurial journey. If you're feeling called to be an entrepreneur but struggle with selling because it feels gross and icky and pushy, then you are in for a treat with today's episode. Today, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to many hearts, and that is selling strategies that aren't salesy. That effective selling requires a pushy approach. Yuck! Instead, we're going to explore authentic and heart-centered methods that resonate with both you and your potential clients. Whether you're new to sales or looking to refine your sales approach, this episode is packed with insights to help you sell confidently, ethically, and have your values up front. That is faith, you guys. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn how to sell with integrity and grace. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, today as we dive into the topic of selling strategies that align with our values and faith, we acknowledge that you've equipped and qualified us for this task. Help us to embrace the confidence that comes with knowing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image. May we approach sales with boldness and assurance, trusting in your provision and guidance every step of the way. Lord, we recognize that effective selling does not require a pushy or manipulative approach. Instead, it calls for authenticity, integrity, and a heart-centered mindset. Grant us the wisdom to discern the needs and desires of our clients and the compassion to meet them with grace and empathy. Lord, as we navigate this discussion, may we be reminded that our ultimate goal is to serve others and advance your kingdom here on earth. Help us to view sales as an opportunity to connect with people on a deeper level and to make a positive impact on their lives, Lord. As we seek to become kingdom-led leaders in our businesses, Lord, we surrender our plans and ambitions and goals to you. May our actions and decisions be guided by your wisdom and directed towards your purpose for us on this earth. Lord, we thank you for the insights and inspiration that you provide us through this podcast episode. May this episode serve as a source of encouragement and empowerment to all who listen, equipping them to sell with integrity, confidence, and grace. In the name of Jesus, our ultimate example of authenticity and compassion, we pray. Amen. Hey, you guys. I hope you're having a fantastic week, a fantastic month. Can you believe we're already halfway done February? We're almost done our first quarter of the year, which is just mind-blowing to me how fast this year has gone. Anyway, so today I wanted to just do a little chit-chat with you about strategies that actually help you sell without that icky salesy energy, because I find that a lot of strategies out there are very pushy and just they don't feel right. And if you are getting that ick feeling with your strategy selling, then it is time to shift and figure out what works for you. And when I say what works for you, I mean that God created us all different. Every single one of us is different. I'm different than you, you're different than me, so on and so forth. Everybody is different. Therefore, the strategy that works for Sally is not going to work for Susie. Strategy that works for you is not going to work for me. And it might work for you. It might not. But that is the beauty in being entrepreneurs, is that there is no written in stone method for what is going to work. That's why there's so many different coaches out there. There's so many different consultants and just so many different everything. Like, It's so beautiful. I love it. Anyway, so I wanted to hop on and just do a quick little recording while I'm just in the car right now relaxing. But I wanted to just share with you a method that has truly worked for me and has worked for countless amount of my clients, like hundreds of my clients this has worked for. And that is just building genuine connections. That is my strategy, you guys, for selling, is just building those genuine connections. And when I say building genuine connections, I mean like showing up and treating that person that you're talking to not like the next number, not like the next dollar sign in your business, but like a genuine human being. We are all human beings and we do not like to be sold to. And that is where the salesy, pitchy energy comes from, is when we are feeling like we're being sold to. And you can feel that energy a mile away when you get that message from someone on Facebook that just added you and they're like, "Hey, how's it going? You know, tell me about your business. How's that going for you?" Like, you can just feel that cringy, like, "I want your money" type energy. And that never feels good. But I will tell you this, the best strategy that I could give you on this podcast episode today is treat your audience like human beings. You want to build that connection with them. You want to know about them. You want to know if they're going to be a good fit for your program. You want to know if you have a good connection with them, whether or not you want to work with them one-on-one. You want to know so much about them as much as they want to know about you. And a lot of people nowadays are doing, well, not nowadays, a lot of the time, you know, since the beginning, people have gone and done, you know, discovery calls or sales calls or coffee chats or whatever it is you want to call them. I call them coffee chats personally. I love it because it gives you that really, we're just sitting down and having a conversation vibe. And that's what I want on my calls, is I want to just sit down as though we're, you know, sitting in Starbucks, having a coffee and just connecting, having that genuine connection, not that I'm here to sell to you energy, because I really do not like that. I hate that energy. And oh, if I ever give off that energy to you, please call me out and tell me. Do not feel any hesitation. Like, call me out. Call me out, you guys. If you ever get that vibe from me, I never want to give that impression to anyone. So I want you just connect with your audience, connect with them, build that KLT, know, like, trust factor with them, and go back to the basics of, who are you? You know, what makes you click? Tell me about your life and get to know them. Like, get excited about getting to know them. And I mean, I'm getting countless, and I will get this figured out for you guys, because I know a lot of you have been genuinely interested in it. And I have a follow-up system in my business where this is what I do, because like I said, I thrive off connections and getting to know my people. I love it. Community is huge value to me. So when I am connecting with my new connections, so many connections, I'm following up with easily 50 plus people a day. And it doesn't take me that long because I have a system set up. And I mean, that is a whole new podcast episode to do altogether. But I have a very simple system where I message you once, I message you twice. This is what I send. And I also use, and again, this goes with the strategies and not feeling salesy. My messages, I follow a template, but that template has been written by me as though I'm having a conversation with you, and it feels good. It feels good. It's a copy and paste system for me to use that. It makes it simple for me. It makes it easier to connect with more people, but it doesn't feel icky at the same time. Like, my bio, when I tell you to ask me, like, I ask you, you know, "Hey, you know, tell me about yourself. I'd love to learn more about you and build this beautiful connection." You tell me about you, and then I tell you about me. My blurb, I kid you not, even though it's a copy and paste template, is so long. Like, I'm a chatty Cathy. You know I'm a chatty Cathy. So it is enormous and I probably should refine it a little bit, and I know I need to update it a little, but the point is I have systems in place so that I can do step one, step two, step three. Okay, they're not interested in anything. You know, we're just going to continue to casually build this conversation. Okay, I'll follow up with this person, you know, 3 months down the road, and, you know, just say, hey, you know, how's it going? How's life? You know, maybe just check in on their Facebook post, check on their Instagram post, check in. My favorite way to connect with people is honestly to go through stories, because people love to talk about themselves. People love to share things that are going on in their life. So when you are in those stories, you're finding out, you know, what's going on in their day-to-day life. You're learning that, oh, they have an appointment today. They are, you know, taking their kid to school for the first time today. They're made this recipe to, like, you know, you get the point. You've watched stories before. I'm not going to go on a tangent about that. But the point is, stories are the best way to, one, get into your audience's inbox, which is where you're going to make that sale. And for those of you interested, I do have a DM with confidence course that I would love to share with you. So if you're interested, I will share the link in the show notes, so you can just check that out there if you're interested. But again, right there, I didn't really pitch you. I just said, hey, if you're interested, like, no pressure, it's there if you want it. I am not here to sell to you. I'm here to share, and I say share, not sell, share. I am here to share with you what I have to offer, and if it is meant for you, if it is here to help you in this season of your life, you will go grab it if you're interested. I don't want to work with people, and I know you don't either, who are not actually needing your services, because they're just going to end up frustrated because it did not help them. They're going to get up angry because they wasted their money. They're going to end up having a negative experience with whatever industry you're in, and they're never going to want to work with those people again because, and I'm getting really hyped up here because I've been in this seat before, and it sucks. It sucks, you guys. And one of the things that I even do with when I'm accepting clients, one of my questions on my survey is, you know, tell me about a past experience you had with someone you have worked with. Was it negative? Was it positive? You know, tell me all the things. I want to know, because I want to know what did not work with you. And I assure you, I will not do that with you. Like, I want to know. I want to hear all the things. And again, that comes with the building the genuine connection, knowing that you have a know, like, trust built up with them, so they trust you to share that information. They are willing to open up their heart and soul and pour it out to you so that you can fully understand where they're coming from and what's going on in their life. Anyways, this is pretty much what I wanted to share with you guys today in a nutshell, is that building genuine connections is the best strategy you could possibly have, in my personal opinion and experience, to sell, because people do not like being sold to. No matter what industry you are in, like, think about going into even a grocery store. Like, I've had this happen to me, and that's why it's an example. You go into a grocery store and there's someone right as you enter the grocery store. You're in there to go buy what it is you need to buy, and you're being bombarded by someone trying to sell you, say, a gym membership. And it's like, no, I'm here to get my groceries. Like, get out of my way. Like, I need to go. Like, it's not what you need. It's not what you want, especially in that moment. Down the road, yes, absolutely, you might be interested. You might really want to go to that gym and check it out. But in this moment, all you want to do is go in and grab your groceries, pay for them, go home and cook dinner. Not fill out an application for a gym membership while you're trying to grocery shop. Like, just things like that. Get to know your customers. Get to know where they hang out, where you can build those connections with. You know, if you're going to, say, buy a new fridge, there's going to be different things that you want compared to someone else and their family and their needs. What I want is going to be different than what you want. And until you actually take the time to ask me the right questions and get to know me and my situation, you're not going to know what it is that I actually need that is going to help me and serve me. I don't need a fridge that, you know, has all these fancy things on it, that, you know, has a freaking digital calendar on it, or like has a speaker in it, or just, I don't know what's on the market nowadays, but I've seen some pretty crazy fridges out there when I was cleaning in the past. Like there's some wild things they've developed out there. It's insane what you can do nowadays. But anyways, going on a tangent here, back to square one. So like you go in and this guy is like, hey, let me sell you this fridge. And he goes and gives you this fridge and it's way out of your price range. It's not what you need, but you're like, okay, this guy says it's the best fridge, tells me it's going to work for me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll take it. You take it home. You hate it. You don't like it. You regret that investment instantly. Whereas you could go in and have, you know, someone come up to you after they've kind of watched you, let you observe a little bit, gave you a little bit of space, and then came in and went, hey, you know, what are you looking for? Tell me a bit about yourself. What are your needs? What are you looking for? And you get those answered, and suddenly you come home and you have the fridge that actually meets the needs of what it is that you're looking for. You know, same with vehicles too. Like it can go, selling comes into your life in so many different areas. And the more you pay attention to how you're being sold to, you really start to realize how you like to be sold to. And majority of the time, it's through connection. It's through asking the right questions and getting to know that person. You're going to want to go back to the store that someone was actually like, you know, even going to the pharmacy, you guys, like you go to the pharmacy. I don't know about your pharmacist, but every pharmacy I have been to, they are so chatty, and I'm a chatty Kathy. So I love to genuinely get to know my pharmacist and just talk. Like we talk about life. We talk about kids. We talk about family. We talk about all the things going on in the world. Like, we talk. We don't just sit down, okay, I'd like to pick up this prescription. Okay, here you go. Have a great day. Like, no, they'll actually ask me, you know, how's your daughter doing? How's life going? And I love that about them. That's what makes me come back for more. That's what makes me return with my business again, because I can get that sense from that person that they actually care that I'm here. They care that I'm a human being, and they want to build that connection with me so that I have that positive interaction with going to their place of business. And I want the same thing for you in your business, you guys. So if you are struggling with selling, start from square one, start building those connections. And yes, sometimes thinking of, well, I don't want to go back to the basics. I'm already set up. I've already done this. I already have the clients. Just because you are set up in the way that you are and you're as successful as you are, sometimes you do need to go take a step back and go back to the basics. So if that is something that you are interested in, I've got a DM with confidence course. Like I said, it's linked in the description of this podcast. So go click that. It's in a Facebook group. There's no opt-in or anything. It's literally just a Facebook group, you guys, because I don't have an email list right now, and I have no intentions of having one here for a bit. So just check out the Facebook group, come join us, and I will see you guys in there, or I will see you on to the next episode if that's not for you. So God bless. Have a wonderful rest of your week, wonderful rest of your day, and I hope and pray that this served you. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I pray it brought blessings and inspiration to your day and in your business. If you enjoyed the podcast, I would be grateful if you could take a moment to share your thoughts with the review on iTunes. Your reviews uplift my spirit and help others discover this faith-centered community. Until our next episode, may you continue to be surrounded by grace and inspiration, and I pray for blessings to you on your journey. See you around.